Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Love a Throwback Thursday, man. It's like a little niche we've carved out for ourselves with the competitive eaters.
Oh, yeah.
Mickey,
great, man.
Mickey Sudo yesterday. Angry Mickey Sudo. George Shea was with us on Tuesday, and Badlands Booker, he's on the line there, Solana? Yeah, okay.
Big man.
Let's go to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Eric Badlands Booker, he is, as I've mentioned, one of the most recognizable competitive eaters in the world. You will see him a week from today on stage, Coney Island, in front of 30,000 screaming fans trying to eat more hot dogs than Joey Chestnut, as he tries to do every year, comes up short. And if you're not there to witness it live, you'll be able to watch it on ESPN2. But more than that, as we have mentioned, Badlands has become a YouTube sensation. His Badlands Chugs YouTube channel, 750,000 subscribers. Some of the videos, as you and I noticed yesterday, over 5 million views.
I watched a bunch of them.
And they're addictive. And he is with us now. Hello, Badlands.
Hey, hello. What's good, Hawk? How are you doing?
Very good, man. We're excited to talk to you again. We always enjoy talking to you. The last time that we talked to you, the YouTube channel was percolating, but it has become a viral sensation. How did that happen?
I don't know. It just blew up, since the last time we talked. I mean, I had maybe 15,000 subscribers, and I just been picking a few eaters that are YouTubers, like Matt Stoney, with his 8 million subscribers. I was like, hey, buddy, how do you do it, And he gave me a few tips, and, I just utilized them, and here we are, pretty much all I did was just basically interact with my fans, ask them what they wanted to see, and kept uploading, and it just grew overnight. It was just amazing.
Are you pushing the envelope? Are you chugging different things or trying different things to get that buzz going?
Oh yeah, I'm chugging the world one bottle at a time. I basically just ask them what they want to see, and they do the work for me. They chug this, a new soda came out, chug that, do the milk challenge, and I just, give them what they want.
But like we were talking earlier before we brought you on, we watched a chug video of you doing, it was like an icy, where was it? Was it Sonic?
Sonic, a 44 ounce icy.
Yeah, yeah.
Now chugging something like that, and you did it with this massive straw, but there's physical pain involved in that. Like anytime you drink something ice cold, there's some pain, but to drink that much that quickly, there's physical pain, right?
Oh yeah, brain freeze is real. I choose that. That was like a Slurpee straw, but I call it the PVC pipe of straws. I was in a 7-Eleven one day, and I just saw these straws collecting dust, and I'm like, man, that would be so cool if I could just get that straw and utilize it in the videos. It'll work better than a regular old tiny straw that they give you. So I said, let's put two and two together and just make YouTube history.
Well, we watched two of them as a show. We watched the slushy and we watched the cranberry sprite. Is the brain freeze or the carbonation worse?
I'll have to say the brain freeze is worse
because that carbonation can't feel good though.
Oh my goodness!
But then, the carbonation and you know, it builds up, and you know, it's like a catalyst. You know, it just keeps growing and growing, but you know, it only has one way to go, and that's out through a burp. And you know, the fans love that too. So
we heard one of them.
Yeah, yeah, we heard one. Rattled our studio. Eric Badlands Booker is with us. You got to check out his YouTube channel, Badlands Chugs, and then he'll be Thursday at Coney Island in New York in the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. What's the preparation for that like? Because we talked with George Shea earlier in the week. He said Joey Chestnut stops eating on Sunday night and only has water or coffee for 4 days leading up to the competition.
And Mickey Sudo yesterday said she does the challenge 1 week before.
Right, like she does a practice challenge, she said, with the hot dogs, buns, and kind of tries to set it up as if it was the contest. And so do you have a preparation?
Well, basically 3 days before, you know, I'll just go with just doing like protein shakes, right? I had discovered this thing online called Huel. It's like a meal replacement. You know, I would just go to that. You know, just have like two or three servings of that. You know, the 3 days leading up to it, and then just drink a lot of water just to hydrate myself, and so I can be, you know, pretty much empty and ready to go. But since I'm rapping also, I'm doing about five songs, right? So
you're performing before the contest, right?
Yeah. So you know, so that morning I'll probably have like you know some orange juice. You know, have a little bit of a little bit of carbs just to like so keep me up so I won't like just like pass out. You know,
I don't know Badlands. I play in the NFL, man. I couldn't do shows before I go to an NFL game. That would affect my preparation for the actual contest. Is this a mistake doing the songs?
You just gotta, you know, and have a little more cardio, you know, just to compensate for that. So
you gotta compartmentalize pretty much. Hey, I'm a performer right now. Now I'm a competitive eater.
Well, you know, the fans want to see both, so you know, I have to give them what they want.
What's making you more money right now? Competitive eating, rapping, or the Badlands Chugs YouTube video?
Well, I have to say the Chugs at the moment.
Yeah,
you know, the YouTube is a whole title, a whole different animal. I mean, it's like right now, you know, I'm still working for the subway in New York. If this keeps up, you know, I may retire early.
I was going to ask you that. Like, are you making enough money now that you can give up your day job?
Yeah. It's getting to that point. So, you know.
And what is it? Is it all based off? It's all based off advertising. Is that how you make the money on YouTube?
Yeah. Because every time that you click onto a Chug video, you know, then when the ad runs, you know, that's how the money is made. But, you know, there's, you know, I also get like sponsorships, you know, different people will ask me to promote their products, you know, during the Chug video. And, you know, they pay me to do that, too. So, you know, there's a lot of different ways that you can get some money off of YouTube.
Badlands Booker is with us, a competitive eater. I was watching a YouTube video from Major League Eating. You know, you talk about being up in New York. So Major League Eating has a YouTube channel, and you were at a restaurant in Queens. And you were eating three live octopus. It was Crowder. They were squirming and trying to get off the plate. These weren't.
I ran from Badlands too.
These were not little tiny calamaris. This was crazy. Did you enjoy that?
It was delicious. It was like, just imagine the freshest seafood that you ever had. I mean, if you like to eat sushi, I mean, it was so fresh. It was unbelievable. But it was a little tough, but they had to eventually cut it up for me. But
they were squirming. They were trying to get away from you. That didn't take away some of the luster of the flavor.
If those damn hot dogs could run, they would too.
I mean, that just brought out the, you know, the... You know, just like the caveman in me, and that's been, you know, like, you know, buried into me. Just like, get over here, come here, you know, the hunter and the gatherer. You know, I was, I had to fight for my food this time instead of going to the supermarket and get it.
It is so funny, man. You got to watch these videos. Watch Badlands channel, though. And this morning I was watching more, and I would click. They would have like some pop-up ads, too, and I would click on them, Badlands, because I know you're making money off it. So everybody do the same thing. Get Badlands out of the subway and get them on full-time on YouTube. So, what are some of the things that you're planning on chugging on the Badlands Chugs videos maybe for the rest of the year?
I just did a video. I just released a video like a couple of hours ago, me and a fellow YouTuber named Dane Drops, right? He's he does like full reviews from Connecticut. We had collaborated and he's reviewing like the whole McDonald's international sandwiches that they just recently put out. So he's doing that. And you know, I'm just putting away two of the large strawberry bananas smoothies, right? And just record time. And then we went to a Sonic, and then we he reviewed the Coney dog, and I just did the big Red Bull slushy. I did the lemon this time, and it was like, I thought I was like, you know, deep sea diving because they had actual lemons inside the slushy. I was like, it's because I did the stirring out there. I said, this feels like a big piece of ice in here. But then, you know, I get the fish and I'm like, okay, there's one lemon, there's two lemon, there's a seed, you know.
You ever just sip a drink after a long day at work in the subway? You ever come home and just sip a drink, or you just have to chug it?
Oh, no. I have to chug it. I mean, it's, you know, there's no sipping, you know, there's no regular drinking. I mean, it's boring, you know, just upend the bottle. Why not, you know?
Do you ever do alcoholic beverages? Because then you're going to get drunk if you drink it that fast, bro.
Yeah, there are some alcohol chugs. Yeah, I go to the older chugs and where, you know, I drink my little 40 ounces like I used to back in the day.
How fast do you go through a 40?
You can chug a 40.
Have you ever heard of the Edward 40 Hands Challenge?
No. You've heard of that, Solana? Hold on.
I've tried that, but I did it with 2-4 Locos, and I threw up like a quarter of the way through.
All right, what's the Edward 40 Hands Challenge?
Well, basically what it is, right, is that you take 2 40s, whatever ones you want to drink, and you got to wrap your hands with tape. And the challenge
I just saw that in a movie. What movie did I just see that in?
What movie was it in? I just remember.
Literally just saw it in a movie because the dude couldn't get out of the house because he had the 40s taped to his hands. And he was like, the cops had shown up.
Is this Hulu? I've never seen this.
What did I just see that on? I literally just saw that. Anyway, okay, so you tape the 2 40s to your hands.
Right, you take 2 40s to your hands, right? And you know, the premise is that you can't do nothing. You can't go to the bathroom. You can't, for 10 minutes, right, you have to drink the 40s, right? And if you do it in under 10 minutes, then you win. You know, if you don't, then, you know, whatever. But I hold the unofficial record is I did it in 46 seconds.
What?
80 ounces of beer?
Yeah, it's on there. Just Google.
Because Crowder can drink beer. I've traveled with Crowder before. This dude can drink beer. Could you knock down 2 40s in less than 100 seconds?
You know what? This is something I might have to test Badlands on. I gotta try.
Oh, 40 Edwards hands. Miami's not too far. You know, I can come down there and we can go if you want.
give me a month to train. Give me a month to train.
Okay.
Hey, is there anything that you've tried to chug that you couldn't do? Came back up.
I did honey once, and that was just that was not a good day. You know, so.
That doesn't go down easy. That just gets it. That's terrible.
Yeah. Midway through, I was like, you know, why did I do this? actually, I got called out. That's why I did it. You know, somebody was like, yeah, I call out Badlands Chugs. You think you're big and bad? Well, try to chug this honey. So I said, yeah, I can do that. And then halfway through, I'm like, oh, no, this is not a good choice. It gets sticky and it's everywhere. And I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah, I would imagine that might be endangering your life. I mean, that could close off an airway.
Yeah, no, nah, but I lived through it. It's all good.
All right. Eric Badlands Booker, he will be competing next Thursday, Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest at Coney Island. It'll be on ESPN2. It is a an American tradition, that hot dog mm-hmm. eating contest. Any chance you think you can unseat Joey Chestnut?
Not this year. No. I mean, Joey's on his way to eat 90, so it's like, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, how many can you throw back? Like, what's your personal best on hot dogs and buns?
My personal best is 40 in 10 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, it's still pretty impressive, yeah. But he is so much better than every other eater. It's almost not fair.
No, I mean, he's the most disciplined eater, you know, and it's just... Oh man, it's just, you know, insane the way he trains and in the way he looks at it. I mean, it's just wow. I mean, we gotta really like it, you know, put your balls to the wall in order to just, you know, unseat Joey, because, you know, he is not for play.
And you say, like, you know you've done 40 in the past. Do you go into a competition with a goal set? Do you say, I want to get 44, 42, or do you just start eating?
No. I definitely have a goal set. You know, I really always want to do better than my previous best. You know what I'm saying? You know, if I can like get like five more, then, you know, like if I can get in there and do 45, that would be great. You know what I'm saying? You know, and just push it up, because it's, you know, since they give it to you in plates of five, you know what I'm saying? I always want to do better than my previous best.
Bunch of people texting in, by the way, and I appreciate it. Cobra Kai, the TV show I've been watching on YouTube, the season two, it was Stingray in the episode where he was doing the 40, the Edward 40 hands challenge. That's where I saw it, on Cobra Kai.
I didn't see the second season of Cobra Kai. The first season was dynamite, though.
Yes, first season was great. Second season is even better. I love this guy, Badlands. This guy is my spirit animal. All right, Badlands, we're rooting for you on Thursday, and we're going to be watching your YouTube channel. Everyone subscribe to it, Badlands Chugs on YouTube. Thank you for making time for us, Badlands.
Oh, my pleasure, man. Thanks for having me. I appreciate y'all so much.
Man, I just love talking to the competitive eaters.
He's awesome.
Yesterday was such a shock with Mickey Sudo. That's it. Because that's what I expected. But his YouTube channel is addictive, and I don't know why, but it is addictive. And give him the subs. Like, you can get him over 1 million subs. Like, when you start getting over 1 million subs on YouTube, you can really start making some serious coin. And this guy's a nice guy, and so go ahead and go to that YouTube channel and support him. Good dude.
You said sub. I thought you were talking about the actual food sub. And that, it's like, buy him a sub.
Get him to 1 million subs. Dude can buy some subs. You see what I'm saying?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.